Is it right for the Southern Poverty Law Center to classify as hate groups and as haters people whose politics that they simply disagree with? Well, welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Austin Ruse, who's written a few articles related to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Austin Ruse is the president of CFAM, the Center for Family and Human Rights. And their website, by the way, is c-fam.org. Austin, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you.
Is it just as simple as I just said, that the Southern Poverty Law Center is sometimes classifying as hate groups people whose politics they disagree with?
Well, yeah, they make it very clear that they're a left-wing group and they target right-wing groups, you know, groups that they consider to be conservative. Now, you know, and 20 years ago, you know, that wasn't necessarily a bad thing because they, you know, they focused on the KKK and the Aryan Nation and, you know, skinhead groups and things like that. But in recent years, they have started to target Christian groups that they disagree with on the issue of homosexuality, gay marriage, and the like. So they have labeled, I think more than 40 yeah. Christian groups as hate groups because of their position on human sexuality.
Yeah. So, for example, if you oppose same-sex marriage and you're out there in the highways and byways of ideas and so forth, they will often label you as a hate group. I work, for example, full-time with D. James Kennedy Ministries, a broadcast ministry founded by the late Dr. Kennedy. We definitely oppose same-sex marriage. Hey, boom, we're on that hate map.
Oh, are you all on the hate list as well?
We certainly are, as is Family Research yeah. Council, as is American Family yeah. Association, AFD, yeah. You know, or ADF, rather. It's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah. My organization is on the hate list as well. And our crime was that we were invited to advise the government of Belize on their treaty obligations, that is to say their obligations under international law with regard to sodomy. And we advised them that international law is silent on sodomy, and that was enough to get us on the hate list.
Wow. Well, what's really terrible, though, if you actually go to the website of the Southern Poverty Law Center, 917 hate groups at present, so they say. But if you look at it, basically they're lumping these Christian ministries in with KKK, Aryan Nations, Nazis. So that part yeah. is very troublesome.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting, one of the most influential articles against the Southern Poverty Law Center hate list actually came out a few years ago from Foreign Policy Magazine, which is a publication of the Washington Post Company, I believe, a well-respected foreign policy publication. And they looked at the 2010 hate list, and they questioned, you know, the methodology and the criteria that SPLC uses. And one of the things that they did is they took out all the duplicate organizations, that is to say organizations that are mentioned more than once, and more than 1,000 organizations becomes about 300, because they would mention like a national group and then all of its state affiliates, as
yeah.
if, you know, if they would list the national GOP and all 50 state GOPs as 51 organizations. So there's so much that is dishonest and phony about the SPLC list.
Yeah, and then even some of the smaller groups or some of the KKK chapters or whatever, some of them are really, really small. And those are, you know, we might call those genuine hate groups, but they're like a man, a dog, and his computer or something like that. I mean, it's just really
That's right.
a small group.
You know, and one of the funniest ones is this is one that I wrote about at the website MercatorNet last week that got your interest is there's a group called Granny Warriors, and you can't find Granny Warriors anywhere. You know, I found a picture of an RV online that had Granny Warriors on the side. I found a blog that goes by the name of Granny Warriors, which is a fashion blog that hasn't been updated since 2015, yet Granny Warriors remains on the SPLC hate list because they want everybody to know that the Republic is about to be toppled by all of these dangerous hate groups like Granny Warriors.
And what is Granny? I mean, is it a bunch of prayer warriors? I mean, you know, I mean, seriously, in the Christian community, the evangelical community, that term prayer warriors is very common. And I've never even thought of it in any way and in any kind of violence. It's all in reference to prayer, talking to Jesus Christ for change.
And that's just how phony SPLC is on this. And it's all about, for them, raising money. Even a left-wing writer named Alexander Coburn, writing in a publication called Counterpunch, pointed out that it is mostly just a fundraising machine. They have $351 million in the bank, that is to say, under management. I mean, it's mostly a fund, and they raise $40 to $50 million a year on direct mail. And the way that they do that is by frightening northern liberals into believing that, you know, the KKK is on the march and all these Christian hate groups are about to kill gays and all that kind of stuff. So it's really phony, stem to stern, but highly dangerous. I mean, even this organization called GuideStar, which is a national database of nonprofit organizations that show, you know, tax returns and things like that. GuideStar announced 2 weeks ago that they were going to start labeling all the hate groups within GuideStar, so that if you went to, for instance, the Family Research Council's page at GuideStar, across the top was SPLC's logo and the warning that this was a hate group. Now, it so happens that GuideStar backed off and took all that down, and that all happened within a two-week period, but GuideStar left open the door that they may start doing it again. Mm. So SPLC's influence is really pernicious.
And speaking of pernicious, I mean, the average listener to this might not necessarily know about what happened on August 15th, 2012, in Washington, D.C., at the national headquarters of the Family Research Council. Tell us what happened.
Well, a gentleman invaded their office here in Washington, D.C., and he had a gun, and he wanted to commit mass murder. The security guard there at the front desk wrestled him to the ground, but after being shot himself. This guy's intention was to invade the offices, commit mass murder, and then stuff the mouths of the dead people with Chick-fil-A sandwiches that he had in his backpack. And also, in his backpack was the hate list, where he identified from SPLC that Family Research Council was on the list. Also, Andrea Lafferty's group, I can't remember it.
Traditional Values. Yeah, it's called Traditional Values Coalition. In fact, I was just there last week. I got to meet, Coalition. I got to meet her, and I've talked to her husband before, but we actually went there and did a little filming for D. James Kennedy Ministries, because we're working on a program on the Southern Poverty Law Center, and we were right there on the front stoop. And you know what? In the providence of God, it's a great thing that Corkins went to the FRC first, because by God's grace, you know, Leo Johnson was able to stop him.
Yeah.
But at the other place, they wouldn't, you know, they didn't have a security guard, and it could have been a much different outcome. Could have been terrible.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the shooter of Steve Scalise and all those folks in Alexandria last week, he liked the Southern Poverty Law Center on Facebook. You know, the crowd that shouted down Charles Murray at Middlebury College and then rioted and injured a faculty member, they got the notion that he was a hater from the SPLC list as well. So this list is also directly fomenting violence against regular folks.
Yeah. Well, people in this audience are very familiar, I'm sure, with a gentleman named David Barton. He's somebody I've interviewed a few times, and he's a walking encyclopedia on America's Christian roots. And unfortunately, he's profiled by the SPLC on their website as if he's an extremist of hate. And he's right there before David Duke. And that's crazy. And then right after David Duke, literally, is David Horowitz. I've interviewed him a few times. He's he's not even a Christian. He is a watchdog, though, of radical leftists, and he himself once was one. And, he's the editor of Front Page Magazine. How do you feel about that, if you're familiar with either of those gentlemen?
Well, I don't know Barton, but I certainly know David Horowitz, and he's a mainstream conservative who's raised alarms about jihad and also hard left organizations. So he's a mainstream conservative that's on that list. So their reporting is sloppy. It's ideological. There's this guy named Carl Zinsmeister who wrote a very important piece at Philanthropy Roundtable a couple of weeks ago about GuideStar, including SPLC's hate list in their listing of 501c3s, that is, not profits. And he pointed out that Mark Potok, who's the editor-in-chief of their hate list, and then he's got this on tape, said in a speech in 2008 that while the mainstream media views us as a monitoring group, a monitoring organization of hate groups, we're really in the business of utterly destroying them.
Wow.
So the mask is completely off. They are not in the business of monitoring hate groups. They're in the business of destroying Christian and conservative organizations.
Isn't that amazing? And in here, again, they have this situation where they are identifying many different Christian groups as haters. On that list is Matt Staver of Liberty Council, if you're familiar with him, or the Alliance Defending Freedom. Amazing.
Yep. Yeah. I know all these people. It's despicable. The problem, however, is that, they're sitting on $351 million in cash, and they could throw 15 lawyers at any organization for years in beating back a lawsuit. I mean, so this is why, ADF and Family Research Council and nobody has gone after them legally, because they have just a limitless amount of money to defend themselves and then to destroy legally whoever came after them. I mean, GuideStar didn't have that benefit. They've only got like $2 million in the bank. So they backed off pretty quickly. I have heard on Bill Maher's show on HBO the other night, a Muslim who is on the list, who is now raising the alarm about jihad. I think he's now a Christian. He considers himself a moderate Muslim. He has gone after jihadists. He's on the list, and he announced a lawsuit against SPLC. So let's hope that somebody does go after them and they win. I'm not hopeful, mostly because they have so much money. But who knows?
Well, let me say this, and this is almost going to sound surprising, but in the early days of the Southern Poverty Law Center, there may have well been good intentions. They started in 1971 in Montgomery, Alabama, and they made a name for themselves in going after the KKK, and that was at a time when that was an issue. But then, as you've pointed out, as we pointed out, in the last 15 years or so, or 10 years at least, they've been going after several Christian ministries because they don't agree with their politics. And even the FBI, I understand, although they used to rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center for their information, in the last couple of years, they've basically not followed their advice as to this is a hate group and this is not a hate group, because it's bogus research.
That's right. And so has the U.S. Army. So bit by bit, people are getting the word that the Southern Poverty Law Center is a leftist organization with an agenda that has really nothing to do with hate and everything to do with ideology. So hopefully, the media will stop using them. I mean, even now, whenever your group or my group or ADF is mentioned in the mainstream media, it always says designated by SPLC as a hate group.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's a keystroke on these lazy reporters' computers where they just, hit F7 and it types out designated by SPLC as a hate group. But hopefully that will stop. These lazy reporters ought to do their own work and to find out if what SPLC says is true. But they won't. Not yet, anyway.
All right. Very good. We're out of time. Austin Ruse, president of CFAM. The email address is c-fam@fam.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Anytime.